If you think the Republican presidential field is crowded, try the Philippines. 130 candidates filed to run for president there in 2016. Michael Sullivan has more from the capital, Manila, on the world of Philippine politics and similarities to our own.
A colorful cast assembled outside the Election Commission headquarters in Manila as the registration process got underway. There were dragon dancers and a man dressed as the hero of a recent blockbuster, General Luna, a chest-thumping, jingoistic war pick that's landed right in the public's wheelhouse given the hysteria over China's reclamation projects in the South China Sea. Among those who registered to be president, a self-proclaimed prophet who calls himself the Archangel Lucifer, a newspaper vendor who promises to make every Filipino a millionaire within 5 years, another man who says he was the former flight engineer for Osama bin Laden, and the guy who wants to legalize the four seasons in order to get rid of just the dry and rainy ones. Arturo Pacheco Reyes also wants Filipinos to embrace the American dream, and he means all of it.
I like to make the Philippines one of the greatest nations on earth through U.S. statehood, the 51st state of the United States of America.
Most of those who filed will ultimately have their bids rejected by the Election Commission, what the media here calls nuisance candidates. But the reason so many people have filed this time, says political consultant Malu Takia, is frustration. Ordinary Filipinos who want their voices heard, however briefly.
Most of them are poor. They don't have the wherewithal to launch a nationwide campaign. But the problems they are saying have not been solved. Corruption, poverty, employment, jobs, those are not new issues. So it is also a reflection of the inability of leaders to solve some age-old problems we have in this country.
Problems exacerbated by the dynastic nature of politics here, where the established economic elite calls the shots and has created political dynasties that put the Bush and Clinton clans to shame. More than 70% of members in Congress have family members who serve there too, and Malu Takia says their influence extends everywhere.
That is felt especially at the local government level, where families really control several municipalities, several districts, the province. You don't have to have an accomplishment, you just have to have the right name.
The current president, Benigno Aquino, has the right name. His mother was also president from one of the country's wealthiest families. The Marcos name works too. The former dictator's son, Senator Ferdinand Marcos Jr., or Bongbong as he's known here, is running for vice president. His mom, Imelda, she of the fabulous shoe collection, is looking for another term in Congress. And there's a presidential candidate who's the adopted daughter of a former film star. In other words, Malu Takia says, nothing's going to change anytime soon.
I think you need a strong leader to tell the oligarchs, come on, it's time that you guys do something for the country. Hopefully we can find one.
The last one who did, she says, was Ferdinand Marcos, and that didn't end so well. But she says the Philippines needs a fighter. Wait a minute, they have one.
Body shot, bang, 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 bang. Manny Pacquiao is blowing the roof off of Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
That's right, Manny Pacquiao may be the people's choice next time around. The boxer's rags-to-riches story, one that resonates with the public, but they'll have to wait. This election, Congressman Pacquiao is looking to move up a political weight class to senator as a possible stepping stone towards the presidency. Political consultant Malu Takia says he's definitely a contender, but probably would have been a lock if he'd beaten Floyd Mayweather back in May. He's got 6 more years to work on it. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.